Here's how Walker arrives at his numbers. He says that as governor, he'd take 4,000 jobs that are currently unfilled and make them permanently vacant. In other words, he'd wipe them off the books. Walker then multiplies that 4,000 figure by 71,000. That's how much a Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance study found the average state worker makes in salary and benefits. The result, Walker says, is real savings.
If we're able to get this passed as part of the next budget, it will reduce the size of the deficit we have to tackle by $568 million over the biennium.
That $568 million would take a big bite out of the multi-billion dollar budget deficit that awaits the next governor. But Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Berry says there's a problem with Walker's assumption.
Going forward, of course, if you're going to continue to hold those positions vacant or to eliminate them, you're not generating any additional savings since that's already in effect been done once.
In other words, Berry says filling those positions would cost the state money, but just keeping them open won't save the state anything. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Newman issued a statement saying that as a businessman and former math teacher, he had a hard time understanding how eliminating unfilled positions will save taxpayers any money. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett said he favors cutting middle management jobs to save money, but he called Walker's plan a gimmick. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.